It may sound lovely, but the so-called Tree of Heaven is causing hell on the Buffalo National River. Barbara Wilson is Chief of Fire and Resource Management at the Buffalo National River. She's headquartered in Harrison.
Tree of Heaven, which grows as a single stem, and then you cut the stem, and then it grows as, 47 stems out of that single stem. It's relatively easy to treat as a single events, but once it's spread across the field or up into the forest, it's much harder to treat. It was brought in as an ornamental tree here in the 30s, and all of the people in this area have problems with it. It can create quite dense stands, and that affects our ability to restore the landscape.
Ailanthus altissima, the scientific name for Tree of Heaven, also known as China sumac or varnish tree, which the USDA lists as an invasive, grows really fast, is brittle, thorny, and crowds out native species. It's native to China and was brought to the United States 300 years ago. Tree of Heaven's seeds are not even edible, and Barbara Wilson suspects it's spread by squirrels who gather them, but then discover they taste terrible. So the seeds sprout and grow wherever they land. Tree of Heaven are just one of many invasive and exotic trees and plants the National Park Service is trying to control, especially on an ecosystem like the stunningly beautiful 135-mile-long Buffalo National River.
There's a riparian corridor that the river goes through, and that has a lot of lowland riparian trees and plants. And then it grades up into more uplands that is hardwood forest mixed with conifers. And so we do have Ozark chinkapins, which the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to list as a threatened species. And we also have quite a few little plants that are on the candidate list for listing. And then we have mussels that in the river that actually are either already listed as threatened or endangered or are being proposed to be listed.
So maintaining that diversity by preventing the spread of invasive trees and plants helps to maintain the Buffalo River watershed.
Well, the most of the exotic species, usually they come in two ways. They come in through agriculture, which is how a lot of ours came through. The park has only been in existence since the 70s. Before that, the area was a series of farms. And so a lot of, especially after the Great Depression, a lot of non-native plants came in to support agriculture, cattle feed, and haying and other type of activities, including just soil erosion, to stop soil erosion. So the U.S. government brought a lot of them in. Fortunately, they didn't bring their pests in with them, so they pretty much easily spread without much resistance from the local plant eaters. So otherwise, we also get them in through our portals, which are the roads that come in. People bring them on their tires. They bring them on their equipment. The Department of Transportation for the state, when they're doing road work, if they don't keep their equipment clean, the tires clean, they can bring them in from other parts of the state. So those are kind of typically the two ways that they come in the park.
Whereas you heard in the case of the Tree of Heaven, people planting invasive species unknowingly in their yards. 10 years ago, the National Park Service created exotic plant management teams to target species in the park that require money, time, and staff.
The process has just recently got to Arkansas. It is more than just Arkansas. It's the whole heartland region, which is kind of makes up Arkansas, Missouri, Ohio, and a part of Oklahoma and Kansas, typically because the weeds are pretty much the same, and it's has a little bit to do with travel distances. So anyhow, they decided to, money became available for this network to do these exotic plant management process, and we're doing it programmatically because it saves money. What we end up doing is looking at the type of treatments that we can do across the network, and that way we only have to write one environmental assessment. All federal agencies have to look at the impacts of their actions through the National Environmental Policy Act requirements. So that's what this EA is for. So we are just one of the 15 parks that are in this network that are participating in this programmatic effort.
The Buffalo River National Park issued notice earlier this month of its programmatic environmental assessment for an exotic plant management plan and is seeking feedback about significant impacts to natural and human environments. Eradication methods to be determined may involve prescribed burns, herbicides, and mechanical removal.
Well, we've heard from our adjacent neighbors, some of the towns, some of the counties, and the Forest Service, who is, there's forest, U.S. Forest associated or adjacent to the park. So they, they want to know what we want to do, what we're going to do. Will it match what they're doing? So pretty much the response so far has been very positive. It hasn't been out very long. So, that might change. Typically the people who don't like what you're doing wait till the end to tell you that. So the public scoping period is from January 15th to February 15th.
The National Park Service is also developing its first ever general management plan for the Buffalo National River. When completed, this plan will address resources, preservation, visitor use, and development needs for the next 15 to 20 years. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.